Taras Perik Dalad Mishnah Ches. Zeh Nishmas Yitzchok Ben Mordechai Meir. In the previous Mishnah Zion, we gave a list of things that the Chachamim say are Safek Tumah that are Tahar. And the first one was floating Tumah. Safek Tumah Tzafa Al Panei Hamayim. What are we talking about when we say a Safek Tumah that is floating on the water that was decreed to be Tahar by the Chachamim? Bein Bakelim, whether it is floating on water that is in a Keli, in a vessel, Bein Bakarka, or upon the ground, and a man may or may not have touched this object that is floating in the water that might be Tameh. So we say the Safek is Tahar as if there was no makom, there was no stationary place for the tuma object that's floating. Rabbi Shimon Omer Bakelim Tame Uvakarka Tahar. Rabbi Shimon disagrees with Tanakama. He says if the thing is floating in a keli, then we say it's Tame, because the keli has a makom, it has a set place on the ground. But if it's on the ground, then we say that the tuma is floating and has no makom. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Safik Yuridaso Tame Usafik Aliyaso Tahar. Rabbi Yehuda says it depends. If he is descending and going down the steps into the mikveh, and he sees a floating thing that is tameh or safek tameh floating on the water in the mikveh, we say that when somebody climbs into the water, anything that's floating on the surface of the water clings to him and floats over to the disturbance that he has made in the force. And so we assume that this tameh floating object touched him. But when he's leaving the mikveh, floating objects move away from the person who is leaving the mikveh because something about the motion of the waves that he is pushing away from him. So then we say, if it's when he was climbing, then it's tahor. So the object is tameh as it floats. But the question is, did it touch him or not? Rabbi Yossi Omer, afilu ein sham elo melo adam v'tuma tahar. Rabbi Yossi says, even if in the water there's only room for the person and the tuma that's floating, and almost definitely he touched it, it's a skinny little swimming hole, nevertheless, he is tahar unless he knows that he definitely touched it. Or, according to other opinions, like the Rush, only if he saw himself touch it. And even if he probably touched it, almost definitely touched it, but a floating tuma does not transmit tuma unless he saw himself touch it, and then he's out of luck. Mishnah Tess, another one from the list in Mishnah Zion. Safek mashkin l'tame tame ketzad. If we have uncertainty about liquids, whether they were made tame, we say it's tame because of the suffix. So what is the case that we're talking about? Uncertainty about whether they were made tame. Tame shapashat es raglo levein mashkin tahorim. If a tame person sticks his foot into a bunch of liquid, there's a zitz bath, there's like a little foot bath, and the liquid is tahar, and he sticks his foot into the area, but we're not sure whether he touched the liquid or not. So it's a suffix li tame. Did it become tame from this guy? Safek noga, safek lo noga, sfeiko tame. Well, in that case, his safek is tame, because if he touched the liquids, then this is a tuma dioraisa. And if it's a safek tuma dioraisa, then we're a machmir, and we say that it's tame. He's definitely tame. We know he can be metame liquids from the Torah, so that's it. We treat it as tame. Haisa kikar tame abiyoto uzuroka levein mashkin tahorim. If he is holding a tame piece of bread in his hand and throws it among liquids that are tahar, and the question is, did the bread touch the liquids or not? And therefore, you would think, make them tame. Uzraka levein mashkin tahorim. Safek noga, safek lo noga. Did it touch the water or not? Sveiko tame. Once again, tame. Because it's a similar situation to what happened before. According to some of the Mefarshim, the reason that this case is different is that he threw it into the tahar liquid, and the question is, did the bread touch the liquid after it came to rest and was not still in motion? If it skipped across the surface like a stone, that would be different. So did it come to rest? But in this case, we treat it as tameh. What's the other case that our Mishnah Zion had mentioned? Uletameh tahar, whether they transmitted tumah. Then we said tahar. So what are we talking about? Ketzad. So what is this situation? He had a stick. On the end of the stick, there was tameh liquid. So in this case, he's not throwing things into liquid. He's throwing something with liquid on it. And he threw his stick. You shall not pass. And he threw it into a bunch of loaves of bread that were tar. Safek noga, safek lo noga. In this case, we don't know, did the liquid touch the bread or not? So we say, in this situation, sfeiko tahar, because Only Durabanan do liquids transmit tumma. For a person to transmit tumma into liquid that he stuck his foot into, that's the oraisa. But for liquid to transmit tumma to something else, that's only Durabanan. And because this is only a suffik Durabanan, and the question is whether the liquid touched the loaves at all after the stick kind of came to rest down on the bottom, then we say it's tahar.